This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Well, another weekend from now, there'll be a lot of buzz around Charlotte with the NBA All-Star Game taking place, but no reason to sit around this weekend and do nothing unless you just want to. There's some interesting things on the calendar for entertainment in Charlotte this weekend, and joining me for a few possible selections, Ryan Pitkin, editor-in-chief of Queen City Nerve. Hey there, Ryan.
How's it going?
Great.
Appreciate you having me.
Thanks for coming by. So I know it's kind of a mixed bag this weekend,
a lot
of different things going on. What's kind of popping out for you?
I think the one thing that I've been looking forward to the most would be the Where the Wild Women art show at Crown Station on Sunday night, and that'll sort of be a way to wrap up the weekend, but it's definitely worth a visit. It's sort of an art show slash music show slash vendor spot, so it's got the whole trifecta. And it's at a coffee house and pub, so you just keep adding reasons to go.
And so Where the Wild Women art.
Right.
Little play on the old
children's book there. But that's going to be held by some of the coolest women in the town who do visual arts, from Phoebe Alicia, also known as Phoebe Teeters, or Phoebe 1313 when she's doing her skateboard decks. You got Sharon Dow. A lot of people know her around town. Lavana Parks, who also does some skateboard work but other stuff. Then you also have some live performances from Modern Primitives. It's one of my favorite local bands here in Charlotte, if not my favorite. Some garage rock there. But then also Lisa and Claudio Ortiz, brother-sister duo from the band Chocola, will be there. And they'll just be the two of them, not the full band. But they are definitely worthy of a listen, just the two of them as well.
Yeah, okay. Is that a new event?
Yeah, I don't believe it's been held before. Phoebe is the organizer behind it, and there's plenty more artists beyond what I just named and cool vendors and stuff. But I think that's an inaugural. I'm not sure if it's planned out to be held again, but I definitely am looking forward to seeing how it goes for the first one.
Okay. Well, let's scoot down to the sort of conventional uptown arts district, art zone.
Absolutely.
What do you see happening
and moving
there?
Backwards then to Friday and Saturday, from the local Carolina Colucci and Company, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that because I've always had a problem with that one, but they do some amazing work around the dance here in Charlotte, and they will be performing at the Booth Playhouse for Blumenthal Arts. They'll be doing their show Rouge, which is sort of a mix on aerial and Cirque du Soleil type of feel, with some, you know, everybody's really into aerial these days, and you can count on Carolina Colucci and Company to sort of mix that up and step it up with that to an even further.
And like I said, it's kind of a grab bag of things going on this weekend. So let's grab one more.
Right. And if you are a creative yourself and you want to get engaged, you go to Contagion, which is a convention for creatives that's happening Saturday at the Queen's University Sports Complex. So it's billed as being for creatives by creatives, and it's sort of a networking opportunity, but also just a convention for workshops, to sell art, to trade art, to learn some new things around design, around visual arts, around really anything in the creative world here in Charlotte. And it's a great way to meet new people in your field if you've been sort of locked in for the winter. It's a great way to get out and start meeting new people for 2019, I think.
Yeah. I know it's still a few days off, but I alluded to there's a lot of basketball coming up with the All-Star Game, not to mention the CIAA tournament coming to town.
Right.
I guess I know the planning is underway at a lot of venues, certainly already.
Right, and we, in our Queen City Nerve issue number six, we will have a full guide for all sorts of All-Star Day parties, night parties throughout the weekend for you to attend, as well as a little bit of a guide to all the different games for those who are not in the know yet. So definitely be on the lookout for our All-Star Guide.
Well, Ryan Pitkin, editor-in-chief of Queen City Nerve, thanks for helping us think weekend here.
Awesome. I appreciate you having me. I'll see you out there.